This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. In California, a dispute over an anti-discrimination law could cost a school district millions of dollars. In the Westminster School District in Orange County, three school board members oppose a state code that requires schools to make sure kids who are transsexuals or who simply don't dress or act along usual gender lines, to make sure they don't get picked on. But if the school district doesn't do that, the state may now withhold funds. From member station KPCC, reporter Rob Schmitz has more.
It happens in schools everywhere. A boy who doesn't act like a boy inevitably gets picked on by his peers. Maybe he runs like a girl. Maybe he's not into sports. California State Senator Sheila Kuehl says this is a type of discrimination against students for their perceived gender. California state lawmakers adopted this concept of perceived gender 4 years ago. It was largely the result of Kuehl's efforts. She had heard too many stories of kids getting picked on.
We had testimony about, you know, from the mother of a boy who played the violin in the orchestra, and the jocks thought that was too girly, and they beat him up. And until we had this definition, there was really no way to kind of get at that behavior as discrimination or harassment based on gender.
Only two other states, Minnesota and New Jersey, have similar laws. This California law was never questioned by a school district until now. School district officials in Westminster only recently discovered their anti-discrimination policy didn't meet the state's definition of gender. When the district asked the school board to make changes to comply with the law, the motion failed in a 3-2 vote. Dissenting board member Helena Rutkowski says the move to update the definition of gender to include perceived gender is part of a homosexual agenda that threatens the moral fiber of the U.S. She says the new definition will allow students to choose their own gender, regardless of their biological gender.
When a kid decides what the heck they are that particular day and acts out and says, well, he's not a boy today, but he's a girl, and you need to treat him like that, okay, do you think it's a very positive thing? All the kids will then join in because they're children.
Rutkowski says one of the dangers of the new policy is that adolescent boys would identify themselves as girls to gain entrance to girls' bathrooms and locker rooms. State Senator Kuehl says Rutkowski is missing the point of the law.
I mean, they've gone way beyond the words of the regulations or the law in talking about, you know, kids choosing their own gender and, you know, like writing it down and, you know, and suddenly saying, okay, now I get to go in the girls' bathroom. There's nothing like that in the law or the regulation. They're fantasizing that what they think the law says in a very extreme way and then objecting to it.
Rutkowski and her two colleagues' refusal to adhere to state law might cost the school district a loss in state funding of $12 million, almost a fifth of the district's budget. It has already meant the suspension of a $16 million technology loan from the Bank of America. Last night, this threat seemed more imminent when a letter from State Superintendent of Public Instruction Jack O'Connell was read at a school board meeting addressing the issue.
As one elected official to the others, I frankly find your reluctance to protect all of your children disturbing.
Yeah!
Most of the almost 1,000 people present at the meeting spoke out against the board's decision. They were carefully watched by police officers called in from two surrounding cities. At the end of the meeting, the three school board members dug in their heels and refused to go along with state law. Louise McIntyre is the PTA president for the district. She says these board members are taking students hostage to further their personal agendas.
It frustrates me that they didn't listen to the majority of the public that was here, that obviously wanting not to have this district go down and be, you know, ruined financially.
The Westminster Board of Education has until April 12th to comply with state law before the state of California withholds funding. For Day to Day, I'm Rob Schmitz, Westminster, California.